Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Recently conducted a study and discovered that only 2% of the plumbing population in South Africa is made up of women. Get this, the majority of these women are aged between 40 and 50 years old. So what does this tell us? That there's certainly a huge opportunity and untapped potential for more women to enter into the plumbing industry, as well as for youth to be actively involved. And this has often been the call for many individuals who have tried to offer encouragement in terms of how best we can create new jobs here in South Africa by ensuring that we see more individuals, women, men, young and old, all ages and backgrounds, moving into the institution of participating in trades, plumbing being one of them. But how do we do that? And let's give us some detail into the numbers. We join on the line by Rendani Chibula, who is a marketing manager for the Plumbing Industry Registration Board. Rendani, thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Buku. Thank you so much for having me, as well as the Plumbing Industry Registration Board, on your platform. We look so forward to it. We're excited to share the value.
Right.
And like you said, there's so many imbalances that have to be corrected. So I guess such a platform allows us to achieve.
Definitely. I'm just blown away by the numbers. 2% of the plumbing population in South Africa is made up of women, according to a recent study that you shared. I'm gobsmacked.
Yes. When I started, or when I joined the Plumbing Industry Registration Board, I can assure you that was the first, amongst other topics of discussion, such as transformation. But, you know, having been raised, and I know this is not a personal interview, but having been raised by a single mother, you know, and knowing the efforts and the history that women have faced in this country, it's quite shocking that it's only 2%. But an focus on the positivity and the growth. And that's why we exist as the PRB, to get the message out there for people to understand, and not just the male gender, but the female gender as well, to understand that there's value within plumbing industry, and they can grow them.
Goodness, Rendani, we're missing you there slightly with the network and the audio issues. But you're quite right. As Rendani mentioned, it's quite important for us to realize that transformation in terms of genders does need to be prioritized when it comes to more women participating in the plumbing environment. And Rendani, I'm hoping that the line will clear up in just a moment. But I'm also keen to get a further detail, you know, in terms of, you know, the women who participate within the plumbing space, you know, where they might be located and why it is that we find that there's such a small number. Is this still driven by typical stereotypes in the market that plumbing is a job for men?
Can you hear me now, Google? Is my line better?
We've got you loud and clear. Thank you, Rendani. I think there's some gremlins in the system, but a lot better now.
Yeah, the plumbing gods have allowed us to be clear.
I'm glad.
But jumping on it, I think I should start by explaining who the PRB in a short space so that I can get to our objectives, which will answer your question, you know?
Sure.
The PRB, the Plumbing Industry Registration Board, is a professional body recognized by SAQA, the South African Qualifications Authority. And I mean, we aim to promote plumbing practices that are professional in an open forum. Now, beyond that, we simply exist to professionalize this industry by connecting role players, you know, the plumber, the consumer, the government, private sector, as well as the media. And in partnership with organizations such as IOPSA, you know, we aim to create a fast-growing, all-inclusive, there we go, all-inclusive, attractive, economically viable, sustainable, active plumbing industry. And going back to the fact that, you know, there's such a minimal percentage when it comes to the participation of women, I would say, obviously, this is a ripple effect from our history as a country. You know,
yes.
We come from a very sensitive era, and it's all process. And I guess that's why people like myself, the team we have, you know, are now part of the PRB, to make sure women can understand that, you know what, this perception of plumbing being just a male-orientated industry needs to be erased. And the reason why that is so important is because the industry has so much to offer. The value proposition is beyond. There's an expression that says, I want a piece of the cake, well, or the pie. We're not working with the pie. We're working with baking powder, flour, all ingredients. Everyone can get a piece of this industry because there's specifications, designations, there's technical side to it, there's an administrative side to it, and this cannot just be offered to the male gender. You know, we are shooting ourselves in the foot because by not including every role player or stakeholder or participant, rather. You know, we're not going to get the value out of the plumbing industry at large. We are going to cut ourselves short. And I always get in trouble with the male gender by saying this. But if we can give opportunities to the female, the woman, I believe they can enhance the professionalism of this industry, taking nothing away from the males. But you can't actually compare if it's only one-dimensional. So there's a lot of value to get out of the industry, and it has to be offered to everyone. It cannot be segmented.
It definitely cannot be segmented. I'm already intrigued by just, you know, evaluating what's the landscape like when it comes to the number of individuals or businesses that are being signed up and part of your institution. I guess, what's the rate of the development of plumbers in South Africa? Are we seeing an increase? Are we seeing a decrease? And how does this in turn speak to the rate of transformation that we're trying to drive?
I love the question, you know, and I'm not going to put on my marketing hat. I'm just going to be authentic in my explanation and in the response. But this industry, I'll start by saying this. Plumbing industry is responsible for transporting the most valuable resource on this earth, as think about our first student, our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, And can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes, sir.
Yes. And by that alone, that should give us an indication of how significant and important this industry is. We have to not just change the perception when you think plumbing, you think drainage, toilet, and all of that. You have to think beyond that. And the participation is ever increasing because this industry affects all industry. Where you are right now, I'm sure there's a piping. You're going to drink some water. You might go to the bathroom, need to flush. Everywhere we go, the plumbing industry literally affects us. So that shows that it's got the capability of growing beyond. And the stats have told us that there's a keen interest, you know, because not everyone's going to be a lawyer. Mm. Not everyone's going to be theoretical. Some people are gifted with their hand, you know, and can make a meaningful life out of that. And that's why this trade, the plumbing trade, offers that opportunity to a large group. Our national development plan, if I may, you know, focuses a lot on youth unemployment and certain ways and strategies that we can try and rebalance this and fix this. And here's an industry that says, guys, participate, come through, find out from the PIRP what you need to do in order for you to become a licensed plumber, not just a plumber working on experience. But for us to be a professional industry, we have to take ourselves professional, you know, or professionally. Yes. And it starts there. But the participation is ever increasing. We see it in the growth of our registration numbers. And what just concerns me, and I have to say this, and I'm not going to be politically correct because I'm in the media, I have to say what concerns me is our African brothers and sisters, you know, are not coming through to register, whether that be a lack of communication from our side, or, you know, we're willing to be accountable. But if we need to see the growth where we rectify the imbalances of the past and get participation that reflects the demographics of South Africa. And that's how we'll grow this industry. So there is growth, but it's good. And good doesn't exist when you understand great. We aim for greatness.
Exactly. Speaking of that greatness, very briefly, I want us to touch on the opportunities that exist across the board in the sector, because you're quite right. A lot of us tend to think of the basics of a blocked pipe, a burst pipe, and the basics within our own plumbing structure at home. But you've actually mentioned that there's a great way to professionalize the system. What opportunities exist there, not only for women, but also more people of color?
Well, if I break it down this way, in a simple way, the plumbing industry is not just one-dimensional. So by doing that, there's a technical side to it. If you're a plumber, there's specifications that you can focus on, which can be specifically geyser installations, solar heating installations, and I mean, that's just to name a few. But apart from the technical side, there's a key administrative opportunity, you know, where people can actually register their organization, become entrepreneurs through the skills that they have. And as the PRP, we offer that. And amongst other, because we have strategic partners, as I said earlier, IOPSA, we've also got Women in Plumbing as well. And I need to mention and recognize some fantastic ladies, you know, doing the most out of this opportunity. Lorraine Moy, who's the chairperson of Women in Plumbing in South Africa. We've got Jabulile Nkosi, who's doing phenomenal. She's an auditor, and that's another opportunity. So the list is endless. It's an industry that just requires interest and dedication. And of course, you have to have a high level of work ethic. It's not an industry that you should just run out to as a plan B. There must be passion.
Yep.
There must be passion. Don't look at it as just I can't work like that. It has to be your first choice.
Indeed. You hit the nail on the head. I tell you what, there's so much more to explore in this conversation, and we will be sure to back it up and follow through with ongoing themes that we can discuss. But really, thank you for piquing our interest and showing us that transformation is something that is quite key to the plumbing sector, not only in terms of having more women participate, but also getting more black South Africans on board as well. Rendani Ndolibongamanda. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And thank you for squeezing us in and letting us share. For more information, please go on to our website,
sure.
www.pirc.co.za.
Thanks so much, Rendani. That's Rendani Chibula, who's the marketing manager for the Plumbing Industry Registration Board here in South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.